Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Yaron Shani.
Hello.
Hi, and you're presenting the film Stripped here at the festival, so congratulations, because I saw the film last night and it was great, absolutely. It's going to be very interesting to chat with you about it, but I guess the first question, kind of for our listeners who may not be familiar with the film, how would you sort of introduce it, kind of tell them about the story a little bit?
To the audience?
Yeah.
Wow. I think basically it's a very strong drama that goes on with a young man and a young woman who lives door to door to each other. And I think one thing that should be noted is that the way of filming this drama is very exceptional in the way that it's very personal to the non-actors who are acting in the main roles, and also it's almost true in most cases that the emotions are true. These actors were basically living the lives of the characters. So if every fiction film is somewhere between completely fabricated and completely fictional and something that is real and honest, this film is way, way, way on the side of the real and honest.
You're blurring the lines between documentary and fiction, let's say. But so tell me a little bit more about that process. You mentioned that these stories are very personal to the non-professional actors, who, by the way, are great, I thought.
Yeah, the stories themselves are not personal because they go to a very extreme place, mm-hmm. but they bring their own personality and they go through the situation without a script, without knowing what is going to happen to them, and they are there as somebody else. So the outcome is, on the one hand, it's them, it's their real emotions and real attitudes and personality, but in the same time it's like a ghost that took over them, that possesses them, and what you get is something that is fictional but in the same time is very true in the unconscious subliminal way. It's almost a documentary in a way.
It's almost Stripped. Dare I say, Stripped.
Yeah.
Is there like sort of a meaning, double meaning in the title itself, where the stripping of, you know, I'd say fakeness or sort of cliches that take place in cinema sometimes?
Yes, of course. So, mainly the title of the film is related to the main experience of the two actors, mm-hmm. who find themselves being stripped of something very profound, like a cover that they used to have all their lives. But it's also about that, you know. It's like the film is very exposed.
Yeah.
The drama and the people are very, very exposed. So it's talking about that in the level of what is love, what is the meaning of love, you know.
Right, because this is the first film in a trilogy on love, right,
yeah.
that you're making currently?
Yeah. Because love is a relationship with the other. So when we sit in the theater in front of the screen and we see the other, what do we feel about the other? And exposure is something very profound in this relationship.
You know, one of my like favorite things about the film is actually this act of viewing, this act of watching and looking. You know, for example, let's just say in the scenes where, you know, you see naked bodies, you cover them up with blurring. I'd like to know a little bit more about that, actually. What's the idea behind that sort of that technique?
Well, there are many reasons to that. The first one is basically, as I said, the film is more on the real living, like a documentary experience. Yeah. And there we have a different sensitivity than what we have in fiction. And the sensitivity says that we cannot expose the identity of someone, like a prostitute, because she's a prostitute. Right. She's not an actor. And we cannot expose the private parts, the real private parts of somebody who is not, it's not fabricated. So we are more respectful and sensitive to the humanity of the characters. This is one thing. The other thing is that, as I said, the film is about exposure and about how do you perceive the other person in front of you. And when you cover something, it becomes more exposed in a paradoxical way. So people who see the blurrings, they have a feeling that this is more exposed than what they mostly see in fiction films, that you shoot only, you know, a very fabricated frame and things like that. And another thing, well, there are more reasons, but we don't have time for it. But I think I made my point.
Well, actually, you mentioned something very interesting there, being exposed. I think that, you know, in moments of vulnerability, what these characters do is they tend to shut away.
Yeah.
So do you find that's true? Maybe even in your personal life, do you feel that as the director of the movie, you sort of experience that in real life yourself? When you're vulnerable, you tend to withdraw and you don't want other people to see you then.
Of course. This is one of the most basic human experiences, that when you lose control of what you show, of how you show yourself in the outside and how you are perceived by others, you tend to shut everything up, you know, to hide. And
let's take, for example, the character of Alice, right? She's an author, and let's say you're a film director. So do you have, like, let's say at a setting like a film festival, do you find that it's hard to connect with other people in a very real way, because everyone is kind of promoting themselves as an artist? I don't know if we're going a bit beyond, but it's interesting to kind of find out more about personalities like that. So it's hard to get that connection, maybe.
Well, I think that in modern times we live in a reality where hundreds of people are passing by us and we are not aware of them. They are like transparent. And I think this is really affecting us in a very bad way. For example, I've just met you, and maybe tomorrow I won't remember you. Maybe because of this conversation I will remember you, but you're a human being. You were born to a mother. You are something so precious. And someday maybe you will be a father to another human being, and you can bring so much joy and such beauty to the world. But in the environment that we live, the urban, modern environment that we live, we are all transparent. And of course, this is part of the thing, the ability to connect. Yeah. This is the essence of living. This is the meaning of life, to connect, not to be alone. Yeah. And here it's very hard.
Speaking of the blurring of lines, and I think this will have to be my final question, I find that in the characters themselves, it's very difficult as a viewer to perceive what they do as bad and good. You know, there's that sense of ambiguity. Do you like that?
There's no good and bad.
There's no good and bad.
As an artist, when I really put aside all the conceptions that we have about life, there's no good and bad. There's no right and wrong, and there's no beauty and no ugliness. It's all in our heads. So it's a judgment. So if, for example, I would say one character really hurts the other character, it's doing something bad, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at it in a much wider scale, this crisis made the other character learn something and grow. So it was doing something good. So it's not about good and bad. It's about connecting and caring to one another.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, thank you very much for that great conversation, and obviously great film. It's a great pleasure, and I certainly won't forget our conversation as well. So thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.